Well, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. Hey, are you all right? Were you crying? Don't turn away from me, it's too late. What happened? Come on. No secrets. Tell me, please. I won't get mad. Fine. I promise. No. No, I'm not mad. No. I promised. Remember? No. I'm merely thinking. Thinking what her face looks like with a broken nose. Did that make you laugh? I'm glad at least one of us is able to smile. Why am I bothered? Are you seriously asking me that right now? I'm bothered because you deserve so much more than this. A lot more. You are this amazing, magnificent person, and you are being treated like less than what you are. You might not see yourself like that, but I do. I see you as this big ball of light, this fucking beacon in the unforgivable darkness. A one in a million kind of person, and she treats you like she can get someone like you anywhere. Sure, you might not tell me everything that goes on between you two, but it's times like these where I know she isn't treating you right. Because I'm always right, what can I say? On a real note, it's because I would never treat my significant other like that. I would never treat you like that. You know? Wait, you know I like you? Wasn't that obvious? Not really, he says. I bet you figured it out a while ago. Fine, yeah. I like you. I have for a long time now, it seems. I guess I realized the day you told me that you would be happy with me. I don't know if it was a momentary lapse of judgment on your part or if you were joking, but something inside of me clicked. I realized that I too would be happy with you. I really believe that. I mean, we've known each other for a long time now, and we get along really great, and that's undeniable, I think. And when you told me that, things weren't great for me either, with my relationship and everything. How I was being treated, kind of shows in your relationship. No reciprocation or anything. Look, I know this isn't a great time to think or talk about any of that with me. I wasn't originally gonna to tell you that either because, well, I didn't want to be the one that broke you two up. I would rather you come to realize that you're better off without her on your own. That maybe you would come to me on your own. But I can see now that, well, it's gonna be a while before that happens. I know you can't just give up on her. I know. No matter what I say, you gotta do what feels right, and if staying with that bit lovely woman is what feels right, then yeah. Please, don't tell me that. I'm not kind. I'm understanding. I'm patient. That's all. Fine, I'll take the damn compliment. Don't expect me to take any more than that. That hurt. Alright, I'll let you go talk to her before she gets even more mad. Hey, wait, before you go, I gotta tell you this, I think, before I regret it for the rest of my life. I don't mind waiting for you. Something tells me that I should wait for you. I don't know. If it takes 2 weeks or 2 months, God forbid 2 years, I'll wait for you. I won't force you to break up with her. Just know that you have someone that loves and cares about you a lot. Waiting right here. Someone that would do anything and everything just to make you happy. To never see you shed a tear out of sadness. Anyway, go. Don't want Her Majesty waiting. Yeah, you can call me after. Talk to you then. I'm stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I just gave him more stress in the end, didn't I? At least he knows, though. Secrets don't exist between us. It was killing me to not be able to tell him any of that. Well, he's gonna call me after, so I guess I better get home so I can charge my phone. All right.